Corbridge up the top right. It says recording on.
You're recording. Yeah, it's recording now.
Okay, so there won't be any music because Bill's not there, I don't think. Can I activate music?
Jeannie can play. Jeannie can play music. Jeannie can do everything. Jeannie Almighty can do anything.
If I do this, we don't hear music because it needs Bill there to make the music be heard.
Oh,
so the station is not hung.
Are we sure?
No, we're not sure, Jeannie. You can do it. Go ahead. Play some good music. Play Sons of Anarchy.
Let me just see if any sound will come through to the Turbo Bridge, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not doing it. Okay, it's not working.
Bill has to activate the station, and he's in the hospital, so it's not happening. So, but we can talk. So let's start talking. So, Jeannie, here. Welcome to the name of the show. Without Bill, I can't function. I don't know nothing without Bill. Welcome to Jeannie's show. It's Jeannie's show. Jeannie has taken over, and Jeannie's going to ask herself some questions. Ask yourself a question, Jeannie.
Yay!
So I have to mute people because they're humans and they'll start making noises. So we'll mute everybody but Jeannie and Ion. They'll just have their usual brunch talk about the Book of Enoch. Right? Okay, so let me mute everybody. And then we'll let people on one by one. Linda has a lot to say.
You didn't get the recording where he said we was going to make a red velvet cake and eat the baby Jesus for crumb. You didn't get that recorded, so now you have. Okay, good.
Who the hell's in Herndon? Who's in Herndon? That's LaRouche's old place in Virginia.
Oh, probably
who's
LaRouche.
In Herndon? Who? Come on, speak up, buddy. They won't speak. See, they won't speak. All right.
Speak.
That one, and that one, we're muting that one, that one, that one. Okay, so right now it is Jeannie and Ion. Am I muted? No, I guess I'm okay.
No.
Okay, Jeannie, we can start the show. How are you doing, Jeannie? Welcome aboard. What do you want
to
talk
about? Hey, Bob. Hey, Ion. How are you?
Excellent.
You're fabulous. Good phone.
Yeah, it's fun to have. It's almost like a little slumber party or something where everybody
well,
just gets
together. It's a Christmas party. Well,
yeah.
Christmas party. Office party.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Oh, the office party. Remember that one that we did do a long time ago with ASA Scott? Oh, my God.
Scott and, ASA Scott and Tina got in a fight that made the party a wonderful event.
That was so fabulous.
Well, let's see who gets in the fight today. You have an house party. There will be a fight. That's guaranteed. So let's see who it's going to be.
Excellent. Okay. And what about when we did that office party? And also what about the Bob Fest? That was another one. That wasn't a fight, but it was like a really fun time, like a party.
Yeah.
Went for 6
days. It's always some combination of feuding, fighting, or fucking before it's over with. You know, those stages of apprehension. You know.
I have stage apprehension on my Tino chart, and he sees those words, and it means feuding, and fucking. That's what he thinks the stages of apprehension are.
And look here. We got a part. Hey, now listen. We don't hear no liquor bottles clicking. They're supposed to be. Y'all got to get some knob going on. Jeannie, give us a good nog recipe. We need some nog. That's keto friendly, isn't it? Nog, is that all right?
It's just 6 eggs, right? 6 eggs. The eggnog, but I mean, I don't want to, you know, get everything jammed up with an eggnog recipe, but I do think it is 6 eggs and sugar and heavy whipping cream and milk, right? And some nutmeg.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night, honey. We got to have some filler somewhere.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. All right. It is going to be a long night. I think you're right about that.
Maybe it's a serious night, Jeannie. I was going to talk. I think Ion told me he's going to tell a lot tonight. So I don't think you guys will be able to hear the private session. That's the problem.
Okay.
I wonder if
you have that, don't you?
Can I send it to somebody and they can play it? or I could play it and maybe just have it come through my microphone.
That's right. That's right.
That's dangerous. You being that close to the top, Bob, is very dangerous.
I'm going to have to sit. So maybe we should play the private session first, because it's got a lot of topical stuff on it. Then people have something to talk about. But
yeah, that sounds good. Let's play the private session, Bob. Just put your phone up to the microphone. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And go to the beach.
So,
put it up to the phone and then go to the beach. And don't make noises when you do it, Bob. Be quiet. Be very
all right,
quiet.
Just talk a little bit more so I can finish here. I need to get things organized here to
that's
sit
fine.
Close to
all
the
right.
thing.
That's right. Get yourself together. Get you some product, Bob. You should try the product, Bob. It's really good for you. It does great things for you. Okay.
Hey, Ion.
Well, I got one thing to announce. JW got his vitamin D level to 200 nanomoles per liter.
Wow.
Finally. He's overdosing on vitamin D, though, but that's okay.
Wow, that's very good. That's very good.
It's amazing because he's eating his body. Well, as you know, your body's completely taking all the eating all the vitamin D out of your body.
Yeah.
So you got to add it too. Good thing.
Yes.
Good thing. Got things together there, girly.
I got some things together. Hey, I was going to ask you this. A long time ago at Christmas time when we were doing the rewrite, I had all those dreams. The one dream I had was I was walking in the DNA and everything. And then the other dream I had, I was in a class and JW was at the front of the class and he was wearing a white shirt with a red tie and he was teaching and he was pointing to the blackboard and there were four really pretty red ribbons that were hanging down, and I asked you what the ribbons were, and you said that they were the base pairs of DNA, and I said, why were they Christmas ribbons? And you said, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Mm-hmm.
And so the peace on earth, goodwill to men Christmas DNA ribbon scenario, that was 12 years ago, but there is no time, and so now we're in the Christmas season again. How close are we, or what is missing that we can to fulfill that?
The finishing of the sixth seal.
The finishing of the sixth seal. Okay. And we're in the sixth seal right now, right?
We are, but it's not completely finished because you don't want to break. You remember what happens when you break the seventh seal? Ginny loved.
Okay, and well, that's the marriage supper of the Lamb, though, right?
Yes, that certainly is. And for them that's got faith too strong to be found wanting, they'll be all right. Them that do have it to be found wanting, it'll be troublesome. It becomes the things, the arguments. Well, look, it's a perfect storm. Well, no, it's a perfect ascension. The only point is, the point of order is that it's going to become so that you don't have a choice. There'll be no choice. You'll either ascend or it's over. And now you're going to find out later, we're going to go deep into, before everybody gets too inebriated, before they get too whacked out, we're going to go over the infinity principle and lay it all out, because that explains some of these anomalies, or some say conundrums, that are sort of taking place or occurring, because it doesn't make any sense. This whole thing starts to look to be ridiculous. Okay, Trump's president. Okay, now he's not president. Now he's coming back to be president. Now he's going to be the 19th president. Now there is no president. And now the Supreme Court's going to throw out everybody in the House of Representatives and everybody in the Senate and the president and the vice president, and they're all going to go to Guantanamo and be killed. They've already been killed. They're going to bring them back to life and kill them again. That's what they're going to do. I mean, it's just beyond reproach. There is money. There's not money. There's going to be too much money. Now there's not enough money to cover the too much money that's too much. And everybody's got everybody in the world, got all the money in the world, and they're all bankrupt with all the money in the world. See how strange that sounds?
Yes, and I guess the thing that I'm wondering about as you say all that with the infinity sign, because you did talk about the infinity sideways symbol of being the place where the egg beaters were and all the strands, all the lines, the timelines where they all converge and then they break apart again. Is that the same idea?
It is. It's the same basic idea.
So you're, like, if you're playing Chinese jump rope, you have two ropes going at the same time and you're standing in the middle and the beaters are kind of swirling around you, all those wires on that wire whisk. But the key is for you to stay in place and things will meet you, just like with the Escher. Is that right?
Yep. That's the example. And it can be different versions.
Okay. So you know, and when you say according to your faith and your faith isn't wanting, you've always said that faith is self-image. So
yes,
you're...
That's the gauge. That's the gauge. That's the gauge. That's what you use to gauge where you are in infinity. Okay. Let's do it this way. You accept the construct of infinity, like not quite eternity. That's a little bit different, okay? But infinity. What would infinity times infinity equal?
Infinity.
Correct. Okay. What would be infinity plus one? Infinity is everything. It's infinite. But if you add one more to infinity, what is that? What does that equal?
Infinity, I guess. Or infinity
right.
plus
exactly.
one.
That's,
right.
Hey, so that's still inclusive of infinity that you're adding another one to. It's like between two dots, and if you're going to take fractions, you can never run out of fractions. They go and go and go and go and go. From one, zero to one, and it's one half and one fourth and one sixth, la, 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 la. It never ends. You can keep going because there's no ending to those numerical values that can be constructed in the angles of the capacity of infinity. So if you have to look at things from a different perspective, because if you don't, you're going to get lost in the soup. You get lost in the suit because there's no way to keep track of how close or far you are to where your infinity is landed. So you're going, oh, okay, Ian, that's clear as mud. I got that clear as mud. Thank you very much. Now you go back and you go, all right, so what do we do? So what you do is you have to find a way to gauge it. So like on the wire whisk, the two of them holding together that makes the super eight, the great eight, those looping, you know where you are. Sometimes you get hung and do it over and over and over. Like Bob does exactly the same thing every single day. Exactly the same thing. And then if he gets something off, oh, everything is upside down or back and over. It's a mess. But typically he does the same things over. He stays in the same loop. Whereas Carolyn does her things a little different. She's over here. She's over there. She's working on this. She's doing all that. She's doing this, buying things, going things, doing. She jumps on different loops, but always comes back to the middle. You see, people do that differently. Some people don't like that. They say they're bored. Other people don't want to be doing anything different. They want to do always the same. And that's how they judge how close or far they are to what they're calling reality, which is inclusive of eternity, which may or may not preclude infinity.
Okay,
yes,
Judy.
Yeah, Bob.
Something. You can't. How do you get on web call? So Carolyn doesn't know how to get on web call.
You just dial the station.
I mean, you know the Turbo Bridge number.
Yes.
You know how. No one else can look at the Turbo Bridge menu. But they can
no.
go on web call. So how does one get
well,
on? If you're
you go
driver?
Over, are you on the Turbo Bridge menu right now?
Yeah.
Well, what is that right button over in the right corner that says web call?
Right, but nobody can see the menu unless they have the host that Bill has given the secret numbers to.
They don't need to see anything. They're listening on the phone.
They just dialed the Chi Radio telephone number. 602.
Oh, okay, because Carolyn dialed it and it didn't work. So just tell her to do it again?
Well, she just calls the 602-666-6027 number, but Carolyn might have a Turbo Bridge number for another purpose as well. Just tell her to call the radio show, 602-666-6027.
Right. Okay, just a second. I want to say something else, too.
Oh, okay. We'll wait till you tell us something. Say something. Say something. Say something.
Boy, we don't say we accept free the call, but it might accept it now. We'll see.
Oh, my.
Okay. So
well, they'll not turn out Dr. Callan Dean. We'll get involved with this. Don't you worry. Don't you fret.
Have you finished explaining Infinity? Because I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let me say this, Ginny. In the private session, because Ion was just talking about how weird it's getting. So I found out how weird it was, and I did the private session, and Carol and I didn't realize the meaning of something. So when I was editing it, I listened to it again, and I realized what was going on. You have Whitney Webb, who did the book One Nation Under Blackmail. So last week I was talking to Ion about her book, and Ion had already started talking about a place called Crescent Capital, a company, Crescent Capital. So somewhere in there, I looked during the session, but after it, when I was editing that, I went to Crescent Capital, and you see a person named Whitney Webb. So I said, JW, or Ion is talking about Whitney Webb and Crescent Capital, but Crescent Capital is nothing to do with the Whitney Webb who wrote the book and lives in Chile or someplace down south. So I'm reading about this Whitney Webb who doesn't really look like the Whitney Webb we've seen in interviews. And she's talking about something called family governance, and she has some corporate role in Crescent Capital. So I said, well, this is weird. Ion's mixed them up. So then I had my private session on Thursday, and I asked about this. What's going on? And Ion insisted that they were the same person, that the Whitney Webb at Crescent Capital, just some corporate dude, lady, is the same as Whitney Webb who wrote the book. So that didn't... That just thought I was just insisting on being right. But when I re-listened to it, I was talking about a phenomenon called kaleidoscope. And I realized that Whitney Webb, that the two of them, Ion says, they are connected, and it goes through Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons. And so he was implying that the Whitney Webb was written a book exposing Epstein, is a dupe of Epstein, and the other Whitney Webb is actually her doing the corporation Crescent Capital. And you'll hear in the private session, I'm telling you, when you get to the kaleidoscope topic, listen to this. You won't get it, so I'm telling you so that you get to be ready for it, because it's so ridiculous, so crazy. The kaleidoscope is there can be 16 realities, and they're all the same, sort of. But then Ion says it could be slightly different. And Finnegan's Wake, I brought up, is Joyce calls Finnegan's Wake a kaleidoscope. So this multiple reality situation leads to two Whitney Webbs. So it's totally ridiculous. And then Carol and I were talking about it, and we said, well, this is part of the veil thinning, just as a lot of the dead are now here. There's no boundaries, just like the angels, the demons are getting out of Nick's place down in South Africa, coming up out of his well or whatever it is there. And so you following me, Ginny?
Yes, Bob, I think it's fascinating, fabulous. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is so ridiculously weird, but that's what reality really is. And so listen when we get to the kaleidoscope theme. Listen to what I'm saying about it, and realize that somehow there's a Whitney Webb, well, there's many of them, but the one who's doing Crescent Capital, which I couldn't link to the author, Whitney Webb, down in Chile, Ion insists is the same person. So, Ion, if you have Infinity, then everything that could ever be, every weird mutation of reality as a possibility, is actualized. So the kaleidoscope
is
an effect of infinity. Would you
it's
agree?
It's a fraction. Yeah, it's a fraction. It's a fraction. Yes.
Yeah, F-R-A-C-T, fraction. A mathematical term. So this Whitney Webb, the two of them, with Epstein in the middle, they're dupes of Epstein or something, that is part of the kaleidoscope, which is a subset of infinity, an effect of infinity, a fraction of infinity.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Because if you're going to keep going, this is how we're able to do. We better not. We're going to go too far. This is.
Well, you can talk about it after the session. Because let's see.
Okay.
The session.
That's right. Hal Holbrook was on the show, and they had the stone that was laid out there for everybody to see, the formula.
That was the event, the TV show called The Event, I think.
That's correct. And what that was showing was how they were able to know everything, fill in the blank, and they could know in advance how we could triangulate that, very simply, that Bitcoin was going to zero. Zero! Went to 80,000 or 200,000 or some stupid amount for a bit. Now it's on its way crashing now. But that didn't change the up or the down. It's that the final outcome is zero. So infinity can include every price under the sun, moon, and stars, but the end result, when you triangulate it out, it's at zero. And so that's what's happening here. You're having different realities that can bump into themselves. That's kind of like when you go to the beach and meet yourself at the beach, Bob.
Right.
You know,
did you say can, not cannot, can bump into themselves? Or
yes.
Is that what you just said? Yeah.
It is. It is the truth.
So,
and
so
often
here's
does.
What's interesting. Everybody's being forced to call in. So watch this. Okay, Goran, what the fuck are you all about? You've been teasing, yelling at me for fucking years. Now you're trapped here. Speak, Goran. All the people who refuse to talk to us are on the line, Jimmy.
What's up?
Yeah, there's Goran. We've never heard him speak.
Yes, you did.
Anyways, I don't want to talk to you. So anyways, they're all here. You get that, Jimmy? You know, public, probably not PS, pulsating shadow, but there's a Nicholas here from La Jolla. That's not Nick, is it? This is another Nicholas. Are you down there where Mary McClune used to live, La Jolla, California? You want to say who you are?
La Jolla.
La Jolla.
La Jolla. La Jolla. Well, it was a hole, Karen. It was a hole. It was.
Is
a
that
hole.
Nick of South Africa or another Nick? You going to say anything? No, they don't want to say anything. Okay, here's an unknown web call. Who's that? Maybe that's... You're open, right here. Hear that? On, off. They're not answering.
How are you going to get Bert in here? How are you going to get Bert in here?
Well, he would just call in.
Device. No, he's iOS device that has to work through the Turbo Bridge. That's how he did it. So you may have to get him in like you used to do Roxy.
Right, okay. So, Linus, you're there. Minimax, you'll speak.
You'll
speak? Yeah, there you are. So you're there.
There I am.
Okay, good. We're in this bizarre situation here. We're going to hear this very easy class
talk. Wait. Check in on Cider Somerset while you're there. There you go. There you
oh,
get
yeah.
some groovy grease on.
Is Cider in here? Is he forced to come in? I don't see. Let's see. You would be. There's an unknown here. Is that Cider Somerset?
This is fun.
There's Leon. There's Linda.
Hey, Leon.
I'm unmuting you. Here's NC. Who's that? NC, wireless caller. Could be North Carolina. And there's Kevin out in Hayes. That's you, Kevin, right?
Yep.
Kevin would speak. Yeah, Kevin will speak.
That's Kevin. Hey, Kev.
Now, there's Lahola making noises, but he won't speak. Lahola. I like Hola. J-O-L-L-A.
It is
Lahola.
It is a hole. It is a hole.
Yeah.
Fair.
You're not going to say anything, Mr. Hola? Okay.
I do it like hoinking up. Lahoink. Do it like that.
Yeah,
like you're
yeah.
Hoinking up. That might be good.
Is an unknown and anonymous. And who are those two guys? You want to speak? I just opened you up. Unknown and anonymous.
Robin.
Not going to say.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Robin?
Who's that?
Robin here.
Oh, that's Robin. Okay.
Sweet Robin.
Very good.
Hi, I am.
Hey, darling.
Hey, sweetie.
Okay, none of that static shit. Okay, unknown.
Kiss the baby.
Is there anything unknown? Web call. Okay. All right, so... What?
On the chat, Michael says, I tried talking to
him. Yeah. So how come people can use chat without Bill being there, looks like?
Right. They can chat. Cider Somerset types all the time. All the
right,
time.
That's right. Anybody can communicate
all day,
any
every
time. Right.
Yeah,
so
they don't have much to say, but they can type any time. That's right.
So Bert isn't, we need Bert to hear this, so I got to call Bert and get him in here so he can hear the private session. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to mute Linus. Thank you, Linus. Linda Renee, you want to say anything, Linda? The roll call, Linda.
No, madly trying to get my questions all in order because I wasn't expecting
right.
it.
Okay.
See what happens? We said be ready. We said
get ready.
This is getting you practice. See, we're getting
ion.
We're going to get it for the happy sticks. We're going to have happy sticks, those little things stuck in the ground. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Ion, what was the name of the guy who used to call in, like, around the time Kiggy was around, and he was an older man, and he lived in California, and he was part of the, covert stuff, and he was always drinking. What was that guy's name?
Well, there was two. There was two. That was back when Rejoice was in the Genesee Valley.
Yeah.
Rejoice. Would always talk when she was there.
He was a friend of Bob's.
In.
Bob knew him for a long time.
Corbin.
He said, I haven't bothered to call him in about 3 years, but there's no sign of him. Well, I have to phone him, but I can't be bothered listening to him talk, so I don't. And something may have happened to him.
I'm calling Chris on you to see how you're doing, but I can't stand to listen to you.
We should call Corbin today. Maybe later we'll call Corbin, see if he answers. That'd be a good way. You can all talk to him.
I thought we should call Corbin too, Bob. That's so wonderful. Yeah, let's call Corbin.
Yeah, after the private session.
Yeah,
because,
okay.
Because I don't want to be distracted with him now. So,
all right.
Okay, so that's, Corbin's not an older person. He's probably born around 1953. He's Jerry Fialka's age. And he was a Zappa fanatic. And he was a big... very involved in Aleister Crowley, and therefore we have a recording of him talking to Lovejob about Crowley, because they both were members of it. And he's the one who told me you pronounce it Crowley, not Crowley. But yes, he used to call up and be impudent, and he would claim that he was doing me, and he was in Syria doing gun running and all that. Right? And he would...
Yes, Corbin could be very, very funny.
Yeah,
that's hysterical.
Maybe
and
it was so inane
that I was just kind of comical. It's kind of like going to breakfast with Foster Brooks.
Oh, there's Ben. Ben had a fight today, or last night, or early this morning. Two cats right up front here. Okay, Linda, we're muting Linda, and we're muting Leon and Herndon. We don't know who's in Herndon. They won't speak. They're trying to speak. So I wonder if Nick, are you the Nicholas No, you'd be coming through a web, Nick. I mean, Michael. So let's see. Where's a web call? Is that you, Michael? Or this unknown? Is that you, Michael?
Michael's at the top, Bob.
How do you know that? Oh, you're right. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, Michael. You want to say anything, Michael?
That's better, Bob.
Yeah, I hadn't gone that far up. Didn't see that. Okay, so you're hearing it. So get ready for the kaleidoscope aspect. This is a whole new dimension of complexity, and it just occurred to me that maybe this infinity that I'm talking about is connected to the kaleidoscope phenomenon.
How long is your session, your private session, Bob?
2 hours and 23 minutes. It's almost a magic 222. But if it's 223, that's skull and bones, 322 backwards, so probably significant. Skull and bones number is 322, that's 223. So I have to, again, sacrifice for you losers, and I have to sit here and be near the computer and lean into it for 2.5 hours. I can't move. Maybe, Karen, I better have my pizza first.
It's all ready for you, Bob.
Karen, he's going to put you on the jump now that you got to straighten this out now. Where's the prize? You'll probably have to play the prize.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to tell you.
So, Bob,
what?
You have two phones. Phone both of them into the station.
Yeah.
Put one by the...
No, you can't do that. I have to lean in. You don't get the right angle if you do that.
We can prop it up. We can MacGyver
no,
it.
No. Well,
Steve,
maybe.
He'll make it hard
see
for
how,
himself.
See how I say no to everything?
Oh, it's a maybe.
See how I say no to everything, Michael?
Yes,
no.
Bob, I
just did it. Yeah, she said, she's got a valid idea, but I don't believe it.
Karen said, do you mind doing it like this? No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. No. She just learned how to ask the questions.
I wonder if how we would do it, Karen. We'd have to bring in the footstool, maybe. Oh, let me
gotta have
do
a paper clip. You got to have a paper clip, and you got to have a rubber band. Now, that's the word. Might be on MacGyver it.
Okay, let's just see if I'll play the beginning and see, and I'll just lay the thing down, see if it comes through. Okay, bring up this thing here. Put that on.
So I went for a walk last night, my meeting, and
louder, Bob.
Okay, so just a second. I gotta go find where that is on my other menu. Gilgamesh G, there it is. Okay. So I put up the volume maximum. I'm going to lay the headphones by the computer. Let's see if you guys can hear it.
Well, I would go to the most immediate point. So I went for a walk.
Hey, Ginny, that comes through real clear, doesn't it?
That's audible, Bob.
Yeah, it's clear. It's really audible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, because it points up, the headphone and the mic is about where I would be if I leaned into the screen. So it's the same distance. So it should be audible. So I don't have to sit here. That's good. Okay. So let's see. Anybody else have anything to say? Oh, yeah, so we got to call Bert. Do I do that on another phone? Then, yeah, it's just then I could mute that phone, and then Bert can listen. He'll be in. All right, so let me call Bert just a second. You guys can mingle among yourselves.
Somebody can ask Zion a question or talk.
Yeah, we can't have dead. We can't have dead time. Okay, you were talking about infinity. You were talking about infinity, Jenny. Oh no, I'm sorry. We were talking about infinity. We're speaking about ourselves in the third person, like we're not here. Go figure that one out. Now that's interesting principle to embrace. Okay, you've got to find this spot of solidarity, of figure ground, because the mystery landscape, that's where Bob lives. But figure ground is where you take and gauge, am I happy or am I not? Some people, the most miserable people in the whole wide world, have absolutely no reason to be unhappy in any level or degree. And some of the happiest people are in the most miserable conditions that anybody could ever ask for, and they're happy as pigs and shit. They're just thrilled to death. It makes no logical sense because of their position, how they adjust their reality. Because every reality is the one that you create for yourself. Now, that's what Dr. Carol Dean says, and we go with that because it seems to work out really good when you do it like that. She goes there, just go with it. Stop asking all them damn questions. Just do it. And if it goes south, change it a little bit. Don't kill it. Just take the ease off the gas a little bit. Boom. Then you can adjust it. You get the throat right first. Basically, like it's an engine, you have a choke and a throttle, and you can adjust that to get the right mix of the fuel and the air mixture, and it runs smooth. But if you get it too much, you'll choke it and put too much gas, and it'll kill it. Or if you get it too light, and you'll get it makes an awful noise and burns oil and makes a mess. So your constant battle is adjusting this to make this smooth for you, not for anybody else. Because you let somebody else try to make you happy and see how that works. If it don't work, they can't do it. They can't do it. You can be nice, you can be pleasant, but you can't depend on someone else to create your happiness. You can enjoy happiness with somebody. They can enjoy your happiness. See? There you go.
Ian, what is the difference between infinity and eternity?
Perception.
Can you say a bit more?
Ask a question. You see, there you go. That's perfect. That's an example. That is more. That is the example. Because we want us to say stuff. Well, we're going to say a whole bunch of stuff. We got all kinds of things to say. We're like Bob. We rarely run out of things to say. It may not be what you want to hear, but that's what Bob says. It's never what he wants to hear. But we speak. But the point is not that. The point is that the answer has to come from the perception of your asking. You see?
Is infinity something that's real to our reality? Or is it something mind?
If it is, it ain't a thinking man's game. It is, if it is. But some people have that reality and they're there. And thank God, now you finally got Bert in. Thank goodness. That's good.
Okay, Bert. You're there, Bert.
Sorry. Yeah, we were middle sentence. We were middle of the sentence.
Yeah, just a minute. Bert. So, Bert, I called your home, got the answering thing, left a message, so Rosanna, whatever her name is, she might be confused by what I say. She won't know who it is or what it is, all right?
No, she's sound asleep, bro. That's cool, though.
What time is it there, Bert, in your world?
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Your time. It's your time. It's your time, 12 hours off, Bob. It's your time, 12 hours off.
Yeah, so it's, just 1 minute to 4 then, Bert.
Well, it's 1 minute to 3.
So he's an hour off. You're wrong again, Ion. Note that, people. We got it on the recording here.
Bob, you don't do daylight savings time.
Well, now he can just talk his way out of it. Look, you said he'd be 12 hours. He isn't. He's 1 hour off. And it was 9 or 11, or 13. So, Bert, how come you're in here? Everybody said you had to web call it in or something.
Well, I'm on Turbo Bridge, Bob.
Right. And how come you did it by web call? Why were people saying I had to call you? What was the limitation?
You have to ask them. You have to ask them because I have no clue why they would say that.
Again, they're misinforming me. All right. Okay, so I wasted a whole, but $5
it
probably
it
cost me to
much.
Call you, Bert. You owe me $5 for a fucking stupid message.
You charge those people who told you that, Bob. I have no account for that. The people who told you that, get the advisory.
Yeah, Michael and them, they all fucking, Gene, they owe me $5. They got to split up the bill.
Yeah.
It took an eternity, Bob.
Yeah, eternity. You got all time to pay. So look, I think I might be able to position the headphone to, no, wait, I'm supposed to call in the other line too, Carolyn, for us, for something. So that I,
for barbecue.
No, that's for Bert.
For barbecue.
Yeah.
That's for barbecue.
But then I can't listen. No, I can hear it through here as it's broadcast. Okay, so, did you want to finish your infinity point, Ion?
No.
Yeah. So, Bert, you didn't hear this very strange phenomenon. And so I explained it because it's going to be in the private session, and everybody would miss the meaning of it. So I'm going to do it again. Maybe new people have come in and explain this. So in the last session, which you would have heard and memorized and wrote everything out, we discussed Whitney Webb's book. Well, in the middle of it, or at the very beginning of that topic, Ion says Crescent Capital is the key, Bob. That's Crescet, Crescent Capital. So I said, okay. But then Ion never said anything about it, really. And we had Ion explain the Clinton levels and Epstein and all that stuff and her book.
Her book.
So then when I was listening, so I played it on Saturday, but before, the Thursday before when I had the actual session, I then had to edit it for the last Saturday show, and I noticed, well, he never went into Crescent Capital. So I Googled Crescent Capital. Up comes a picture of a young lady, and she has some position in a company called Crescent Capital. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I am, and it says Whitney Webb, same name. Says, oh, I mixed it up here. He's talking about a Whitney Webb and Crescent Capital, but that's not Whitney Webb who lives in Chile and wrote that book, One Nation Under Blackmail. So on this Thursday, a week later, I asked Ion, I said, you made a mistake about Crescent Capital. It's this other Whitney Webb, not the author. And Ion said in his perverse ways, no, it's the same person. Okay? So I was in a Bert moment. I could either hang up and say, fuck this shit, I'm not listening to this crap anymore of mine, or I could fucking listen to his made-up bullshit. So I said, okay. So I decided to go with it. What do you mean to the same person? And Ion had explained a concept called kaleidoscope, I think, earlier in the session 2 days ago. Kaleidoscope. And so when I was re-listening to it last night in editing, I recognize this is a kaleidoscope phenomenon. And what it is, there's the Whitney Webb, from Ion's point of view, when you consider the kaleidoscope where you look at an image and it's 16 places on a screen, the same image, like in a kaleidoscope, it's repeating images or something, and then you shift and it shifts, and you move it around and shifts a little bit, the traditional meaning of kaleidoscope. But Ion's applying the term to multiple realities within our being. And so there's two Whitney Webbs because they're in the kaleidoscope effect, and I'm seeing the two Whitney Webbs, among many others probably. So then Ion said that the Whitney Webb, both of them, and I guess they're the same person, are controlled by Epstein. They're Epstein girls. You know, Jeffrey Epstein. So that was weird. And Ion did, you'll hear, he doesn't go into it, but he says the Clintons and the Epstein and Whitney Webb are all involved. So wouldn't Whitney Webb be shocked that she's hypnotized by Epstein and writing books about him? So you need to know. So when I brought this up to Carolyn, she hadn't noticed it, and I hadn't noticed it when it was a live session. But in the replay editing, I realized something was up. So Now Ion told me before the show that he's going to talk about infinity. And he starts talking about infinity right here, half an hour ago, whatever. And I said, oh, that probably relates to the kaleidoscope effect, because when there's no boundaries anymore, no veil, thinning of the veil, then everything is exposed. So dead people are here now. The demons came out of Nick's orchard, and this kaleidoscope effect. So that's part of this thinning of veils. All this weird phenomena is going to be visible to people.
Mm. Mm.
So with that preparation, see, you wouldn't know to think about it. You don't know to think that when you, when I talked about it. So now you know, and you're going to listen for it.
Wait, one more thing to make this even easier, because you started to sound like us, Bob. You didn't make any sense at all. It's just
what did I do? What was that last line? What did you say?
You didn't make any sense at all. You just went around with a bunch of words, and it's like, were we going to kill ourselves or hang up or what are we going to do? Okay, Bert, tell them the name of the movie where the fella keeps killing himself and the wife or the girlfriend becomes the scientist that proves that they can make this loop, and then she's who solves the problem so he can go back in time and change things, and she's the old lady, which is his real young wife.
Oh, shit. Hold on, man. Yeah. That was the old woman who turned out to be his wife. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Damn.
I remember you guys talking about that about 2 or 3 months ago. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Maybe last year.
Last year, yeah.
Oh, boy. Damn.
I remember Bert saying, oh, you mean the old lady is his wife, you know? That's recent.
Nan says, I wish I'd never met you.
Yes. That's it. Very good, Nan. Yes. That's it.
And so that movie explains exactly what we're talking about here.
Mm.
Because we all subjugate, or we put in a shoebox, the idea that there's no time. But yet we all engage it at different levels. Some days, Christmas comes slow as molasses in winter. Tax day comes day before tomorrow. See the rub?
Mm.
Hard times go slow. Good times go fast. But there's no construct of how you are in manipulating the construct of what you're calling time. Those are the fractions, the distance between 1 and 2, 1 and 2. Well, there's an infinite number of fractions in the midst of that one step. So you can parse this thing to death. So you can absolutely meet yourself coming.
Mm.
And now Chad's not here. He's going to miss this, and I'm not going to explain it again. So he'll have to play catch up.
Mm.
Or mustard. Maybe he might like mustard. Or A1. A1 is good. A1 is good. You should get on A1.
Okay, so you're up to date, Bert, and also we decided this is the Christmas office party.
Okay.
So, corn whiskey for everybody. Get your gin and tonic up.
Blender with an R.
Tequila.
Hey, Bert, why'd you call in? What made you
I looked on the chat and saw that the sound was out because I tried to tune into I tried to tune into with my iPod and I couldn't connect the turbo grid to listen, so I saw in the chat, and then that's why I called in.
Yeah, so, yeah, you eventually went to chat.
Mm-hmm.
So will Chad go to the – maybe I'll email – I want everybody to hear the private session, so especially those
true.
That can talk.
That's true.
So
but
let me email
movie.
Chad.
You can play the movie. You can play the movie in the time that it's taken to round everybody up. That they should watch the movie.
Yeah.
It is recorded.
Okay, so I will...
It is recorded.
I'll email Chad and tell him to come in, because he might be... because he's calling Serbia and all that, he may be... doesn't listen to the music.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
Well, you can't blame him. You can't blame him for that. It's sort of hard for us often, ourselves.
Yeah. Call in now. I'll put call in now. See if he responds.
Tell him we're fixing to start making a red velvet cake for Mary fucking Crummer.
Yeah. Look at that. TikTok. Bert sent this out. The largest sting operation ever conducted on the planet.
Yeah.
When's that? Let me click that on and see what they say.
There have been hints about that. I think maybe in one that I sent this week.
Are they guinea wasps? Are they hornets? What kind of sting?
For sure. And there's a lot that we don't see. There's a lot going on underground. There are earthquakes happening in the Rocky Mountain region right now. I believe they've cleaned out a lot of the dumps, the deep underground military installations on both coasts. But this is a worldwide effort to bring an enemy that has been hidden from us, that has been ruling the planet in a very not nice way for many thousands of years, I believe. And they're being brought to justice.
Another guy that needs to talk to Bob. He's all paranoid. He doesn't know that.
Bob?
It's a TikTok that Bert just sent me, some Jewish guy. And he's played again. He's talking like Ion.
The largest operation. It's the largest sting operation, for sure, ever conducted on the planet. And there's a lot that we don't see. There's a lot going on underground. There are earthquakes happening in the Rocky Mountain region right now. I believe they've cleaned out a lot of the dumps, the deep underground military installations on both coasts. But this is a worldwide effort to bring an enemy that has been hidden from us, that has been ruling the planet in a very not nice way for many thousands of years, I believe. And they're being brought to justice.
Says he's going to bring the aliens to justice. Well, he's talking about me. I'm the only one who's going to
fucking
make that. But
yeah.
It can only potentially be me. I'm the only guy who's allowed to talk to him. So, anyways, that's the problem with TikTok. They all come from a very paranoid situation. When you say, Bert?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have any slack. Okay, so let's see if Chad came in. Nope. And let's hope Bill survives. He's in the hospital right now. Often he'll go to the doctor. Or he'll get some pains, and they'll come and look at him, or he'll go someplace, and they say, oh, shit, you're in trouble. And then they fly him to someplace. So I got a hold of his wife, you know, a while ago, and I said, they just got to the hospital. I said, did you fly there? She said, no, it's local. So that's good. They didn't fly. So Bill might be okay. But he has this issue every now and then. Maybe because he took Ion's suggestion, had a burger, a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
So, do I owe you, Michael, a thank you? Did you do anything for me lately?
Are there any thank yous? Are there any thank yous that I don't owe you?
No, Bob, I owe you a thank you, Bob. I owe you a thank you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you'll hear in the private session the Queen says, I don't have to say sorry. I owe you no sorries or something. You'll hear that phrase.
The sorries I don't owe you. That's right. The sorries I don't owe you.
Yeah. So there's there's always new levels revealed. So there's new levels revealed in this one. But a whole new topic is the kaleidoscope.
Peel another onion. Peel another onion. On onion.
Yeah. Okay, so, there's Finland. That's not Chad. I'm going to unmute people, everybody, see if anybody has something to say. So don't talk over each other too much. So you're all unmuted. Anybody hankering to say something?
I just want to know if my sound's okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Bob is eternal.
Yeah.
Bob is eternal.
Praise Bob.
Tell me something new.
Is that
Garan trying to butter me up or something? Oh, that's Leon. Yeah, Leon's a total groupie. He's just always praising Bob. Yeah.
Bob is eternal. Only eternal describes Bob.
If Bob is eternal,
that's Brent.
That's Susanna.
Aya.
Oh,
Hey, Aya. What's going on with, why is the Pico Silver working on my mom's cut that's infected on her finger?
Why is it working or why is it not working?
It's not working. It's looking really nasty.
Okay, then use zinc, too. Do zinc, then silver.
Zinc? That's going to sting. Won't that sting a lot?
Ooh. Nah, not so much. Call Julie. Julie will help you.
See, that's that. We love this, Carolyn. When they ask us something, we just have to call Julie. We're all good.
Yeah, do what Carolyn does. That's what Carolyn does all the time.
This is great. This is great. Call Julie. Take a butcher knife and cut it out. Okay, here's what we'd say.
No.
Take a butcher knife and cut it out. It won't sting after that.
No. Okay. We'll be fine.
You got to ease off the resistance. Resistance is futile.
Hers or mine? I don't have resistance on that.
What's the difference? What's the difference? You're presenting it. You're presenting it.
True that. Okay.
And it's not a problem. It's not. And here we go. This acts, Bob. Now, believe it or not, one more time. This is exactly the example that we're talking about. How can something that we know is effective not effective? See?
No.
And yet it is. Taken aback. Not surprised.
Yes.
Taken aback. And so,
yes.
Therefore, then you change something from a different perspective and it works perfectly. It would be like, Bert drinking water and not peeing. How do you drink liters and liters and liters of water and don't pee?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's how I fix anything. I take a different perspective. I just kick the thing. It works.
Okay.
Different perspective.
That's what Carolyn says. That's what Carolyn says. That's
right. Yeah.
Well, I was taken aback because it was working, and then all of a sudden it blew up, and it's like, what the heck? Not working.
Yeah, see,
that happens to Bob
all the time. His pinky in the brain syndrome, it's another syndrome that Bob has of taking over the world. Something gets fucked up, or he messes something up, or he overspeaks, or undertalks, or does something, and blows something up, and he has to start all over again. It's almost like a distraction. Because he knows the outcome at the end, Bob wins.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the stages of apprehension that let us get through the mystery landscape. That lands us anywhere but the Thompson Quadrant.
Yeah, I am saying that fighting, food, and fucking is the stages of apprehension, Bert.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a Christmas party.
Brand new.
Hey, Bert, this is a Christmas party. Bob, you need to call Renee. That's who you need to call. You need to call
Renee. We should call all the old heads, Tina, Renee. Pam Wall. Fight them in.
That's right.
And Brian Johnson.
And Brian Johnson. And what about our dope smoker? Don't forget him. We like him. He's fun.
That's Corbin.
Corbin.
Yeah. Corbin. Then there's Al. Al, he sells the stuff. And then there's Rejoice. So basically, Rejoice Pam Wall, Tina, A.S. Scott. We think he died. And, and MJ. We got to bring MJ.
Oh, yeah, MJ. That'd be
These
fun.
Are all
we
the exiles,
cigarettes.
Bert. They're all the ones
we can smoke. We can Oh, and Spencer. Don't forget Spencer.
Oh, yeah, Spencer and I forget her name.
Sasha.
Spazzy.
Sasha.
Sasha. Right.
Sasha.
Sasha. Yeah.
And Sheila.
Oh, yeah, and Sheila. Yeah.
She makes money off of you, Bob. She makes money off you, Bob. She should be here.
Yeah. Yep.
And remember Wendy? What about Wendy, Bob?
Oh, yeah, Wendy from Calgary, yeah. Yeah, Wendy.
And what's Shannon's friend that keeps killing the babies? She keeps eating the babies.
Yeah, Debbie.
Debbie Dingler. Debbie Dingler. Yeah. We love that. That's good.
And remember Croatia Man?
Yeah, that's right. Not Goran, but the other guy. Yeah, the guy from Croatia.
Yeah.
Croatian name.
Joseph.
Was that his name?
Joseph.
Joseph.
And then there was the black guy. He'd come on with Bert and I and talk, and then he'd just suddenly drop one day, and, you know, three or four years ago.
What was his name?
Oh, and the one in California that said that he was going to sue the government because he was black.
Oh, you're talking about Tariq.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tariq. We're not getting these